These days, we have been talking about new stars born after 1990s. They all have their own styles. Today, we will meet another one named Demi Lovato, who is called the Princess of Rock. It is said that she is going to be like Miley Cyrus or even compete with Avril. To tell it's true or not, it's rather difficult. But the certain thing is that all these three stars are independent singers with outstanding talents. 最近我们谈了不少90后的明星，他们都各具特色。今天我们谈的就是被誉为摇滚小公主的黛米·洛瓦托，媒体也称其为麦莉·塞勒斯的接班人，也预言她将能与艾薇儿匹敌。先不论这些预言是否能成真，但这三位确实是相当有才华的独立女星。2010 is a rather tough year for Demi. Last November, she cancelled her tour concert ahead of the schedule with Jonas Brothers and spent almost 3 months in hospital. Her spokesman declared that she asked the doctor for help to deal with her physical and mental diseases. It was said Demi suffering eating disorder and even did self-mutilation to herself. 2010年对于黛米来说是坎坷的一年。去年11月，他提前结束了和乔纳斯兄弟的巡回演唱会，并入院近3个月。他的发言人称，黛米是为了解决困扰了他一段时间的身体和情绪问题而寻求医疗帮助。另外，也有消息说，黛米·洛瓦托遭受饮食紊乱的困扰，并有自残行为。It's understandable, for the girl began her career at the age of six.She and her best friend, Selena Gomez, co-starred in the same children's program. Later on, she began singing and playing the piano and the guitar. She did all these very well. Besides, she was always making a guest appearance in films and TV series, including Prison Break. 这一切都是可以理解的，因为黛米·诺瓦托在6岁时就开始表演。他与好友塞琳娜·戈麦斯在儿童节目中相识。不久后，黛米全方位开展他的事业。他唱歌、演奏，还不时到电影、电视剧中客串。在粤语中，你都能看到他的倩影。She had a rather busy schedule, but all this didn't win her much fame. Her original music also attracted little attention. The turning point came in 2007.When she got the chance to play the leading role in Disney's film Late, she took full use of this opportunity. Both her acting and singing brought her more chances. 然而这些经历并没能让她声名鹊起。喜爱音乐的她也并没有因为自己的原创作品而获得过多关注。2007年时，她终于获得了在迪士尼短片剧集饰演主要角色的机会。她充分利用了这次良机，良好的表演配上他的几首原创歌曲，使得他逐渐开始得到更多的机会。Her performance in Camp Rock made her known to the world overnight. To some extent, she is as famous as Miley. Her following TV series, Funny with a Chance, with a higher audience rating, pushes her to the summit of the career. She is highly commended by New York Times as the most inspiring star in Disney.而摇滚夏令营则一举让他一夜成名，让他几乎与麦莉齐名。他的另一部个人电视剧《桑尼明星梦》的收视率则赶超了麦莉的《汉娜·蒙塔拉》，让他站到了事业的高峰。《纽约时报》盛赞他为迪士尼最令人振奋的音乐明星。It seems all is well, but Demi's father seems to own it the moment her contract is signed. Her father said.Pressure her daughter's death would be incredible. Demi left the hospital in January 17 this year with an announcement she quit Sony with a chance. Demi said she would try to seek happiness even in the darkness. 看起来似乎一切顺利，黛米的爸爸还是看到了预兆。爸爸认为巨大的压力是导致女儿身心问题的主要原因。他说，当他与迪士尼公司签约时，压力就是我担心的因素之一。不过早在今年1月，黛米就朝气蓬勃地出了院了。 但是做出了离开桑尼明星梦的决定。他表示今后将竭力找寻快乐，即使是在无助的深渊里。Her comeback would be rather different now, for she is going to release her new album and improve herself. 她的回归定会不同吧，有新的专辑要出，有新的成长要去体验，想想也还是很美好的。